Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the English program. We're broadcasting from Spain. And the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, has been giving a speech on foreign policy. He described the new axis of openness, which is a new thing I've never heard of before. This was in a speech in Mexico City. He said, just as 1989 and 2001 marked sharp breaks with the past, so 2011 could prove to be a turning point in international affairs, the third critical moment in recent history. Many of the recent wisdoms of the last decade, he said, have tumbled like dominoes. Against the predictions of most of the experts in foreign ministries around the world, the last 9 months have seen a rising tide of democracy and openness and a resuscitation of the ideals of multilateralism. There has been real progress or climate change here in Mexico. And he goes on at the Cancun summit last year. I'd like to congratulate the Mexican government and the Mexican people for helping make the Cancun summit such a success. The rising democratic tide in North Africa and the Middle East, led by the middle-class secular forces, with a movement for openness in societies across the region. A swift and decisive response by the United Nations to the dangers posed to those fighting for freedom in Libya. I'm not quite sure it was swift and decisive, but there we go. A response strongly supported by many emerging economies and with a significant and encouraging new role played by China, Russia and Brazil while they abstained. So that's good. And the reaction of the world to the tragedy in Japan. It has long been a cliche to say that the world is becoming smaller. Indeed it has, yes, I agree. But I believe that in terms of compassion and ethics, the case is now proven beyond doubt. When citizens in war-torn Afghanistan are sending money to Japan, it is possible to see ourselves as citizens not only of our own nations, but also of that wider country, the world. Let's move on, I think. Speaking on the day of the Libya conference in London, he added, "There is a good deal of concern in the UK, and I know here in Mexico too, about the military action. The sight of coalition warplanes in action in North Africa is a stark reminder of earlier conflicts." Of course, prior to being Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg would have been against it, but obviously things have changed. "Like most of you, I was a strong opponent of the war in Iraq. It was wrong. But the action being taken in Libya today is right." Of course it is. "It would be a terrible tragedy if the mistakes of Iraq led to a retreat from the principle of liberal interventionism." Liberal, is that because he's a Lib Dem? It has to be liberal intervention. You can't have conservative interventionism. "From the principle that we have a collective responsibility to support freedom and protect human rights around the world." Do we now? Okay. "The lesson of Iraq is not that intervention in support of liberal aims is always wrong. The lesson of Iraq is that any such action must only and must always be multilaterally sanctioned and driven by humanitarian concerns and authorized by the UN, which is made up of despots. Liberal vigilantism is dead," he said. "Law-abiding liberal interventionism is not." Good grief. If that's not a cryptic message there, I don't know what is. The Deputy Prime Minister has been giving a speech on foreign policy in Mexico City, and quite frankly, I never thought a liberal Democrat leader would be, sort of shouting out the advantages and the wonderful things about bombing a foreign country, but there we go. This is the English programme.